Okay, let's look at case study three. Someone inherited a property recently. As a real estate agent and an investor, I will meet people, I wouldn't say, you know, each week, but certainly each month. Somebody, you know, their uncle died. He's 92 years old and he died, and he's got somebody inherited a property. They're going, what am I supposed to do with this? It's got tin cabinets. The roof is old. The windows are old. He left all the stuff is in the house, and the stuff is from the 1960s and 70s. It won't bring anything at an estate sale. So you're saying, what am I supposed to do with this house? Plus there's cracks in the basement and it leaks and the house smells, whatever. But anyways, Uncle Bob left this property. And so let's just say that's our case study. So let's move through this here. Hey, Susanna. Hey, it's me. I was on Facebook the other day and I saw that we have a mutual friend, Sally Frost, who looks like she just inherited four rental properties from her 98-year-old uncle, Uncle Bob. Now, I'm more of an acquaintance for Sally, and it looks like you travel with her or whatever. I'm actually just beginning to be involved with real estate investing, and I'm actually looking for, I'll call it a less than perfect property to buy. Do you think, you know, she inherited four properties. Do you think you can introduce me? Now, keep in mind, people want to help people. If you ask in a certain way, you'll generally get yes. I teach a course that the word no is toxic. If you would hook up to an EKG and somebody kept saying no to you, or I don't love you, I don't like you, and the word no, the EKG will send certain kind of signals. Because the word no is actually toxic. The word yes is euphoria. You'll see, I love you, when, you know, the EKG, and all these different kinds of things. When people hear positive things, you're going to see some positive results on this EKG. Now, when we hear no, it's negative. We rejected. We don't want to do this any longer. I don't want to call people. Everybody tells me no. What probably has a lot to do with what you said or how you asked it. Too often when somebody says to me, I'm not getting yeses, I often say, well, tell me what the conversation goes like. And what happens is too often they're saying stuff, not asking stuff. And not asking in the right way. It's like, well, I didn't teach you to ask it that way. I said, you know, make it conversational. Practice it. Like you're at the theater and you want to make it really interesting. Hey, Susanna. Hey, it's me. I was on Facebook the other day and I saw that we have a mutual friend, Sally Frost. I think she just inherited like four rental properties from her uncle. Now, remember, Susanna might jump in and have a conversation with us. That's okay. Let her do that. And you say, you know what? I'm just beginning to be involved with real estate investing, and I'm actually looking for, I call it a less than perfect property. Do you think you could introduce me to her? So, Susanna wants to help out. You've asked politely. She said, let's do it, right? I'll call her or three-way us, get us on the call together right now. Now, there's a high probability that as soon as the obituaries are out or the word is out that Uncle Bob died, they may have received 15 letters in the mail saying, we buy properties, we buy ugly houses, we're a wholesaler, we buy as is, we're cash, we can close in 3 days. That offends the heart of the receiver. And now we would like to still buy wholesale and buy at the right price like everybody else does. But, you know, how are we doing this? How these people are being inundated, and I've interviewed enough of them, they do not appreciate the approach of these bossy people who act like they're doing them a favor and trying to sweet talk them into a ridiculous low number and not having any empathy for the situation. In any case, so how do you get introduced? The question is, who do you know that knows Sally Frost in this case? Is it Susanna? Do you have to look under LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, any of the social media platforms that you can find somebody that just inherited a property. So I hope the case studies have been helpful to you. And these questions are here. Just keep rehearsing them. Use the property acquisition log. Go log in the form. We are here to support you in your phone calls, in coaching you, so to speak, of how to say it, how to really get equipped. This means a lot financially to you to do this very well. We'll take over from there. All right. Thanks for investing your time. I appreciate it.